This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
This morning I want to continue with what we started a couple of weeks ago, just who is Jesus? And we've been sharing John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. And then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So we looked at the fact that Jesus is the Word of God. But more than that, that Jesus is God Himself, the mystery of the Trinity. Also looked at the fact that Jesus is the beginning, but also the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Also looked at the fact that Jesus is life. And not only is He life, He is the source, the creator and the sustainer of life. He is eternal life. Everything came to being through Him. And therefore, He is life. He is eternal life. Today, I want to share around the fact that Jesus is light. And that light shines into the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. It's very interesting. The first thing that God created was light. We read here in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 and also verse 3 that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and then God said, let there be light. And there was light. It's almost to prove to us, even before God created the sun, the moon, and all the stars in the universe, even before the natural sources for light was created, God created light to almost to prove to us that He is the source of life. He is the source of light. And so He first created light in the darkness so that we may know He is light. It's fascinating that the Word of God declares, reveals to us that in heaven there is no sun. The glory of God illuminates everything. There is no need for a sun or stars or moon. God's glory illuminates everything. So we read in Revelation 21 verse 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is the light. And the nations of those who are saved walk in the light. And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. You know, it's so powerful. Jesus is the light. The light is the glory of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the light. And those who are saved walk in His light. So what is this light that shines into the darkness? It is the glory of God that shines into the darkness. This glory of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light, which is the manifestation, the glory of God. And those who are saved walk in Him. So the natural question is, well, what is this glory of God? Throughout the Old Testament, we see that the glory of God is the manifest presence of God. It's the glory of God. It's wherever God manifests Himself is the glory of God. It is an awesome thing. It's an awestruck thing. As a matter of fact, it is the manifestation of the glory of God. God is holy. He is perfect. He is great. He is awesome. This word awesome, I love the word awesome. It, you know, these days it's become popular again. But the origin of the word awesome was to describe who God is. He is all, you cannot but be at awestruck when you come in the presence, the holiness, the greatness of God. Holiness also means to be separate, to be different. God is in a league of His own. He's completely different in His perfection, in His greatness, in His power. He is awesome. The Old Testament says, whenever God's holiness manifests, there is the glory of God. Moses, when he went up to the mountain in Exodus 33, said, God, please show me your glory. Then God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock, and so it shall be that my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cliff of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then it will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face you shall not see. You know what is helpful for us to understand is the relation between God's holiness and God's glory. Isaiah, we see heaven open up, and the angels around the throne room of God declares for eternity, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of His glory. It's interesting that as the angels declare God's holiness, His perfectness, His greatness, His absolute purity and power, the holiness of God, as they cover their faces, they say the earth is full, one would expect, of His holiness. But the angel says, it's full of His glory. Because wherever the holiness of God manifests, that is His glory. And so creation declares the holiness of God. It is a declaration of God's holiness. That's the definition of glory. The glory of God is the manifest beauty of His holiness. It is the going public with His holiness. When we see who God is in His character, that is the glory of God. It is the way He puts His holiness on display for people to see, to apprehend who He is. That is the glory of God. All creation declares this. So the glory of God is the holiness of God made manifest. And therefore, when God became flesh and manifested Himself to us, Jesus is the glory of God. Because He came to manifest the holiness, the greatness of God. And 1 John 1 verse 14, we read, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory is the manifestation of the holiness of God. Jesus is the glory of God manifested to us. The glory of God is the light. And that light shines in the darkness. Darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus is the light of God. Again, John 8, verse 12, Jesus said and spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In John 12, he says, then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. You see, God is not darkness. God is not gray, a shade of darkness. God is completely different to darkness. And Jesus came into the darkness to reveal who God is, to come and switch on the light. Oh, and like I so often say, you can go home tonight and see what happens when light comes into the darkness. Oh, darkness flees, because it cannot overcome the light. God did something amazing. He sent his Son so that we may see who he is. Remember Thomas? Thomas once came to Jesus and said, oh, just show us the Father and it will be enough for us. And Jesus replied, how long must I still be with you? Do you not know that if you see me, you see the Father? Now that is who Jesus is. He came into the world, into darkness, so that we may see who he is, but not just to see who he is. He also came that we should not remain in darkness. Oh, this is amazing. He did not just come into the light to show us the glory, the holiness of God. He came into the light so that we should not remain in darkness, but also be in the light as he is in the light, so that we can have fellowship. What is the darkness? Darkness is everything that God is not. Darkness is sin. And then we read here in 1 John 1 verse 5, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him but walk in darkness, do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us of all sin. Isn't that powerful? Sometimes we relate to salvation as primarily, as the primary purpose for forgiving me of my sin. No. Now the primary purpose of Christ coming into the world is so that we may know him and have fellowship with him. I mean, isn't that what Jesus said? And this is eternal life, that they may know you and the only begotten Son. That's eternal life. Oh, it is necessary to deal with my sin to be here. But he didn't come primarily for my sin. He came so that I can be in fellowship with him, so that I can no longer be in the light, but be in the darkness, but be in the light as he is in the light. And as I move from darkness to light, the blood of Jesus cleanses me of all sin. It's fascinating. You know, that's the amazing thing of repentance. The day we came to realization that I'm a sinner, I'm in darkness, and I'm in need of a Savior, and I humble myself and I say, God, please forgive me. I am a sinner. It's when I turn from darkness to the light that Jesus forgives me. It's when I choose to walk in the light as he is in the light that we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses me of all sin. God is not darkness. And those who know God will not walk in darkness. Those who have fellowship with God will not walk in darkness, because God is not darkness. The Word of God goes so far to say that those who claim to know God yet walk in darkness is lying. They don't know God. But only those who know Him will walk in the light as He is in the light. And those who do walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses them of all sin. Walking in the light means imitating the character of God. You can only imitate what you know. That's why the Word of God says you will know them by their fruit. You can only imitate what you know. And walking in the light is imitating who He is, because you know Him. Because you gaining understanding and revelation and relationship with light. And as you discover more of the light, you cannot help but change to become like the light. Ephesians 5 says the following. It says, therefore, be imitators of God, dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and gave Himself for us. An offering and a sacrifice for God, a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness, darkness, and covetousness, let not even be named among you as it is fitting for the saints. Neither filthiness or foolish talking or gross jesting, which are not fitting, but rather give thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an adulterer or has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers of them. For you were once in darkness, past time. But now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That is what the light does, isn't it? For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed and are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Here lies the secret. You can only have the light, the glory of God, if you have Jesus. Because he's the only one that gives this light. So if you want to escape darkness, turn to the light. If you want to escape sin, turn to Jesus. Only God can give us this light. The light, the glory, the manifestation is Jesus. It's not me, it's not you, but it is Christ in you. That's why Paul says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ in me. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 says, for God who says, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory, displayed in the face of Christ. This is so powerful. It is God that shines His light into us through the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. It is Jesus. It is Jesus that displays, reveals, declares the glory of God. It's only in Him. The more you know Jesus, the more the light, the glory of God will manifest. Remember when Moses was on the mountain And he asked God to reveal him his glory, but God said, you cannot see me, only the backside of my glory. I will show you the manifestation of my name and my presence, but my face you will not see. So when he came down, his face shone. His face, he was transformed. His face was like the sun. And when the people of God, the Israelites, saw Moses coming down from the presence of God, they were afraid. So Moses had to cover his face because he was in the presence of God. We read here in Exodus 34, it says, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tablets and the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. And when Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near to him. But Moses called them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him and spoke to them. And he spoke to them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near to him. And he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered in the presence to speak to God, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out, he told the Israelites what had been commanded. They saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went to speak to the Lord. You know, we similar to Moses, when we come into God's presence, are changed. It's not just our face that changes. It's not what changes. We change from the inside. And we become more like Jesus. Every time you have an encounter with Jesus, you will change. More and more, you will become like Jesus. That's why 2 Corinthians says so powerfully, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, unlike Moses, we are not meant to cover our face. You see, every time we come into the presence of God, every time we have an encounter with Jesus, we are changed. Every time as we behold Him, who is the manifestation of the holiness of God, who is the glory of God, every time we see the glory of Jesus, as we spend time in His Word, in His presence, in prayer, and God speaks to us, as we pursue Him, until we find Him, as we wait upon Him, until His presence manifests, we are changed. But unlike Moses, we are not meant to cover our change. We are meant to show it to the world so that they may see the glory of God. We are meant to display this change, this light, this glory of God in us. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, Jesus, who came into the world and say, I am the world, the light of the world, turns to his disciples and then say, I have come. I am the light of the world. I have come to display the glory of God. But I'm going back to my Father. Now you are the light of the world. You have seen me. And if you've seen me, you have seen my Father. And my Spirit lives in you, who will change you to become more like us. You must go. In the same way the Father sent me, I am sending you into the darkness to be the light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they lit the lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives its light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. But the more we walk in the light as He is in the light, the more we follow His way. I was like the early Christians when Jesus preached a while ago. The early Christians were called followers of the way. And they followed this way so far that the people started to call them Christians. Little Christs. They were following, they were walking in the light so often. They've been doing it for so long that they became like little Christs. So they were called Christians. That is what we are all meant to be. We're meant to live our lives in such a way that men may see our good works and glorify God. Oh, this is a process of change. This is a process of becoming more like Him. It's called sanctification. It's the Holy Spirit working in me, transforming me more and more from one level of glory to the next until I become like Him. And the world will see and know. Oh, it's like those when Peter and John was captured and arrested and brought before the Sanhedrin and rebuked them because they preached Jesus. They marveled because they were uneducated. They were fishermen. And then the word says, and then they realized these men were with Jesus. That's why they're different. Because they've been with Jesus. Oh, I want to encourage you this morning. Spend time with Him. Seek His face. We say it so often. Seek His face. While it's in His face, as we behold Him as in a mirror, the glory of God, we are changed. If you're here this morning and you have a desire to change, I have good news for you. Stop trying. Stop trying to change yourself. Go to Jesus. Spend time with Him. Wait upon Him. Seek His face. And He will change you. He will change you. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank You for giving us Your Son. Lord, that You were willing to manifest Yourself in the flesh so that we may know You, so that we may see You, so that we may have an opportunity to come into Your presence without fear. For everyone who turns to You, You take away their sin so that we can be with You. Oh Lord, thank You that as we come into Your presence and we humble ourselves and we wait upon You and seek You in Your word and through prayer and just being still in Your presence and meditating upon Your words and Your ways. Oh Lord, as Moses prayed, Lord, teach me Your ways that I might know You. How beautiful are Your statutes and Your commandments. They are life. Oh Lord, I pray that we will have faith in You. Oh, help us, God, not to be distracted by this world and all these fleeting pleasures in it that cannot satisfy. Only You can. God, I pray that You will create in us a hunger and a thirst for You. and we might be with you. Oh Lord, this morning I want to pray for those maybe you are here this morning and you are still in darkness. God has given you an opportunity today to step out of darkness into light. Not to be exposed, but to have life. If that is you this morning and all the eyes are closed, if that is you this morning and you want to turn from darkness to light, I just want you to respond by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am. I want to turn. I want to turn to you. Is there anybody here? Just respond to him by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am. I want to turn. Thank you for that hand. There's another hand. Thank you for that. You can drop those hands again. I want to declare to you that today, as you make a decision, just where you are, just where you're seated even, when you make a decision today to turn, to say, God, save me from the darkness. I want to follow you. I want to be where you are. I acknowledge that only you are light. And today, I want to surrender my life to you. I want to give you everything. I want to bow my knee to you, Lord. I want to give you my life, Lord. I thank you, God, that as they do so right now, Lord, I thank you, you give them not just life, you give them eternal life. You take their sins away. You call them your own. And nothing can separate us from you ever again. And maybe you are here this morning and you have the light, but you've been hiding it under a basket. Maybe the Holy Spirit is encouraging you today that you must step out. Step out from hiding who you are and who you know. If you are there in your life and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you want to step out from darkness, from hiding, not being in darkness, but not shining your light because you're afraid, you're ashamed, you're uncertain, you're not sure, God is saying, come out. It's for the purpose that I've called you to be seen, and I will teach you, I will show you, I will take your hand and lead you. If that is you this morning, I want you just to respond. Say, God, I know I must put my light out. If that is you, just respond by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am. Thank you for those hands. Lord, I want to pray for each and every hand that's raised, Lord, each and every life, Lord. I pray, thank you, Father, you can drop your hands. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that you have come to give us not just life, but you've come to give us your Spirit that's with us, that lives within us, to empower us. God, I pray for in faith every morning to wake up and to shine that light, Lord, to say, here I am, Lord. I want to take what you have given me and I want to live it to the world around me, Lord. I want to live it with a boldness and a conviction and a love and a joy for you. And I want to pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come alongside each and every one and that you will teach them what it means. You will show them what it means. Not a book, not a booklet, not five steps, but your voice, your presence, your direction in their life, Lord, as they go to work and go through life, Lord, that Holy Spirit, you will come alongside them as you've promised. Lord, I pray that you'll open their eyes and their ears to hear you and to see you, and that they will only do what they hear you say and do what you see, what they see you do. Oh Lord, I pray for that in Jesus' name. And God, so I pray for each and every one of us here today, Lord, as we respond to your word. Let us, as we sang earlier, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Can we sing that again? How powerful is that song? Oh, and I want us to do something this morning, and I want you just to turn to the person next to you. And I just want you to lay hands on them, and I want you to commission them. And as we're going to sing this song, I just want you to lay hands on them and you just want to say, you are the light of the world. Go. Jesus is with you. Go shine your light. What is that little song we always sing as a kid? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Can we pray for one another to let our little light shine in the darkness? Let's turn to one another. Turn to somebody next to you. Let's just pray for one another. The band's going to lead us in the song.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.